Tasker
Oh,
delivery
here he
driver.
is.
Oh, wait. What's going on?
Here he is. Here he is. Where are you, Matt? There you are, Matt. There you are. Unmute yourself, Matt.
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings,
Matthew.
Matthew.
It is I.
Matthias
You're not,
Darius
though.
Carias.
All
You're not.
right.
The gang's all here.
Well, you
Okay.
have us, Devante. What do you want to do with us?
You went, wow. So
What'd you say?
I wanted to have just a gentle and lighthearted and clean conversation.
Can you
About
elaborate? Like, are we not allowed to swear?
no, I'm totally joking. You can say
Okay.
whatever you want. When I edit this, I'll put in bleeps, which I think will be even funnier.
Becca, no swearing, I swear.
There we go,
Wait,
Michael.
are you? Wait, are you guys in the same room or something? I only see
We're sitting
Michael
in
and
the
Devante.
truck. I fear.
Oh, okay, I see.
Dude, Matt, I didn't send you a picture of it, but we have created the biggest burn pile in existence here.
Yeah,
Really?
I figure you're probably not active on the Discord anymore, but
I genuinely think it's a safety hazard.
yeah, there's Joe is fucking insane, dude. This is you should come see it burn. I'm gonna
All
try.
right,
It's like the size of a small
Devontae, I'm
house.
dialed.
It's the size of a mobile home.
It's taller than me.
What
You
was
should light it on fire.
We should.
We're gonna try.
He had us put some cedar trees in there so it burns even hotter.
It's freaking raining.
He's worried that there's not enough, like the buckthorn won't burn well enough.
This is off to a good start. This leads me into my first question that I totally had prepared. Who is more likely to play backseat driver?
Was anybody really? Maybe me. I don't know.
I don't know. We're
I feel like we all have bursts.
we all have bursts.
We've done it sometimes, but it's never like
Yeah.
I think I do it a lot, but I hold it into myself because I know being a backseat driver is the f-ing worst.
I guess it's Michael. I don't know. Me and Matt are in the back seat, so I guess it would be one of us, but we mostly would be like headphones in, eyes down, pretending the others don't exist. Would you say that's right, Matt?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
would agree.
The back seat is a sad, lonely place.
No, it was beautiful. It was great. It was like solitude with togetherness.
Okay.
Hey, I'll speak.
Who's most likely to put on a song that no one likes or cares for?
Me, probably. No, I feel like I had a decent sesh. Thoughts?
I feel like me and Izzy have come around to Michael's music taste.
I forced it on
But
them
at the
too
beginning of
much.
the year, it was Michael.
I have you
Well, we
noticed?
liked Michael's music from
Oh,
the beginning,
have
so.
you noticed I've started skipping my Law Dispute songs?
Thank you. I
They're a,
appreciate that.
it's it's. I've decided that they're best enjoyed private.
Wait, you don't like the Law Dispute song?
No,
No
it's a
one
Loud
hates Law
Dispute
Dispute. I
song.
just like that dude's voice.
Oh, is that the name of the band, Loud Dispute?
Law
Law
Dispute,
Dispute, yeah, Loud
LA
Dispute.
space
Gotcha.
dispute.
I
Love
say.
it. Can I do my Law
I will say
Dispute
the only
impression?
music I liked from Michael was Midwest emo. Other than that, I wasn't a big fan of Michael's music, perchance. It's just a little bit too much going on for me.
Thanks,
But
Matt.
the Midwest emo was always good. I was always in support of that. Yeah, no problem.
Are those
Okay,
your
let's step away
those
from the
lions?
superlatives. Now I want to get some stories.
Hot damn.
Can anyone share a story of a moment where they were like, yo, this doesn't look good. Someone stop this person.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like our crew might be more boring than you think, Devante.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think what like what's the question? Like, this looks like in what way do you mean bad? Like something could go wrong or it's just visually unappealing?
Something could go wrong. I'm
Don't
trying
know.
to
I know there's things
ask.
that have
I'm
gone
only trying to
wrong.
ask questions that create chaos. So there
I don't
nothing's
know.
nothing's going to be positive.
Even though I wasn't watching it, I think that one day we were at Fort Snelling where we had like two projects to complete, and I kind of just like locked in and started going absolutely feral on Buckthorn with the chainsaw. And we ended up not being able to finish fully because of it.
Anton was mad.
Oh, that day.
I don't know. That's the only time I could think of. I feel like
that other than that, cited Matt's abandonment. We cry every day, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is pretty fucked up of me. I did abandon the crew. Mm-hmm. I will take that. Matt, but I am now.
Do you even know? I did
see Devante not too long ago, though.
The horror of our social dynamic now, Matt.
I can imagine.
We don't have our core
Jester. Yeah, without me Jester maxing and, you know, being the guy there and not playing Lil Uzi Vert, I'm sure it's a little bit of missing out. But alas, all good things must come to an end.
This is true. Wise words.
Fist fights have become a regular issue on our crew. I hate to say it.
Let's get into some of the debates that we've gotten into the past. Let's just go on like more pop culture. Has there been any pop culture debates amongst this crew? Does anyone have a subject that they've stayed away from because they knew it would rub someone else the wrong way?
Buckledry, maybe?
Oh my, what the f***? Don't bring up this.
What?
Never mind. That was a crass joke. I would say no. I don't know. I don't think any of us really feel strongly. We know that Matt felt strongly about certain pop culture figures, but not ones that like I had strong takes about. Like Matt is a famous lover of Xavier Sobased and Two Hollis.
Yeah, shout out Xavier Sobased. I'm going to see him in January. Shout out Xavier Sobased.
That's
shout out
to students. Shout out Snow Triggers. Valid. Matt, do you how's your car doing?
Oh, my car blew up. Yeah, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, my car.
Can you tell the story?
Yeah, well, so I was driving, right? And then it blew up, basically. It started smoking out the hood, and I was like, that's probably not ideal. And long story short, I lost, like 2.5 grand on that. And then, yeah, basically, I'm just driving my dad's car to work now. It's kind of cooked, but, you know. It's all good. I still have my geek bar, so at the end of the day, a man can only be so sad.
I'm sorry, you have your geeked bar?
Yeah, I have a geek bar here with me.
What flavor is it?
Is it the cola slush?
Cola slush.
I knew it was cola slush.
Almost gave me a nicotine addiction. I'm kind of glad you left in that respect.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I wouldn't want to, you know, as I always say, if you can stop smoking, you should, and if you don't smoke, don't start. That's all I gotta say on that.
I have often heard you say
that's what I've always said that by the way.
Always.
Yeah, always. Sure.
I'm sorry that happened to your car, dude. That sucks. That's very funny though.
It's okay. It's my dad's it is pretty funny, honestly. It's my dad's coming clutch though, so it's all good. Yeah. I just drive the Ford Focus, whip that around.
Can you do donuts in it?
It has a sports mode, but it's probably still slower than a Honda Civic. And also the music doesn't work. It'll blast my ears with excruciatingly loud static.
Can you tell us about Costco? How are you liking Costco?
Oh, Costco is good. I kind of do everything. I push carts, you know, bag stuff. Well, there's no bags actually, but Devante actually made a star appearance, if you will, at Costco not too long ago.
No, we heard. We heard all about it.
Yeah, I was on the register doing my thing.
He was a gentleman.
Yeah, essentially. And yeah, I kind of just, you know, say to myself, it's not too bad. It's 20 an hour, so, you know, I can't complain too much. For the most part, yeah. I would say most of them. Like, me and my one coworker have become pretty close. Me and him go to the gym, like, 5 days a week now together.
That's cute.
Yeah, no,
rate your new coworkers like against us.
Oh my god,
that's a great question. I approve of this question.
Here's the thing though. It's kind of hard because at Conservation Corps, right? I had like
message received. Message, it's okay. We understand.
No, it's like 4 versus 50.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I don't like any of them more than you guys though. I don't like you guys less, or I don't like them less. Which is kind of like the political.
I thought you were
like,
just about to say you don't like us.
No, you guys are all cool. I like all you guys. We don't play video games as much anymore, but it's okay. We never finished the forest.
How does that make you feel, Matt?
Oh my god, dude. We gotta finish the forest.
Devastated.
Devastated. Did you hear that, guys? He's devastated.
Matt, devastated. I apologize for devastating you. I promise you we will play forest sometime soon, because I do want to play it again.
Yeah. Well, we just need to finish that game, and then the rest we can play games when we have the time, but we just need to get done that game, because we were so close. We were like probably like an hour away, but that's low-key my bad too, because I got caught up in, you know, girlfriends and everything and life. My car blew up, so a lot going on. Well, that happened after, but long story short.
How's your girlfriend? Can you I didn't want to say it because it's on Devontae's podcast.
Yeah,
I
want to. Yeah, bleep out the name. Bleep out the name. You just
I'll bleep out the name.
Okay, you'll bleep it out. How's your girlfriend?
All right, bro. Dude, do not leave that in.
I won't.
She's good, though.
Yeah.
We're madly in love and all that, so it's solid.
Madly.
Yeah, character development.
Did you meet her online?
I met her at the last prom of, like, high school. I met her at the after party, and then she, like, talked to me. I didn't talk to her for, like, 4 months. And then she messaged me again. And then she was like, and I was like, yo, you should add me on Snap. Because I was more active on Snap at the time. I was like, you know, you should add me on Snap. And she's like, you already have me on Snap. You never talked to me. I was like, whoops. So it was a bit of an awkward start. We're with development. It's all good now.
What
kind of. But no, it's all good now.
Hey, for the other three, what kind of boyfriend do you think Matt is? Just give me some adjectives, give me some ideas of, or what do you think of Matt?
He's thoughtful, because he was like really thinking about what he was gonna do for her birthday when she was in Sweden. I thought that was sweet.
What kind of date do you think Matt would take his girlfriend on?
Honestly, I could see you just like something chill. Like, do you know those like events where like cars will just kind of like drive down a specific road at a specific time? I can see them, two of them, just like setting up camping chairs and just like reclining until like 15 supercharged cars like speed past.
I feel like Matt would take his girlfriend's, I'm not gonna do it again, to Carlson's Lovable Llamas. It's about an hour up north. It's $17. It's highly worth it for any date night.
Damn llamas, bro. I'm not bringing my damn girlfriend to see llamas, bro.
Dude, it's so fun. They're so cute. You get to hold the babies if you go in the spring.
Sounds like a magical
time.
You
talked about this the last time I talked to you.
Matt, have you ever been to the Como Conservatory?
Oh, that's decent. Yes. It's free.
You should go there. They got lizards.
It's free. Well, you can't hold the lizards.
I think I went there.
You can hold the llamas.
You can observe the lizards. That's all I care about. I just want to look. I don't need to be filling them all up. I just want to observe these little lizards.
Whoa.
Wait, don't molest the lizards.
I don't want to. I'm just saying the lizards are chill enough. Just let the llamas chill. You don't got to be holding them.
But you can. You can.
Why? Just let them exist. I just want to go up to a field and be like, oh, shit, llamas, you know?
My friend holding llamas. And then you'll freaking understand.
Hey, Izzy, you've been pretty quiet back there.
Yeah, Izzy.
In my defense, I told you I did not care to do this.
You did. You definitely did. And I'm still going to pick on you. I'm going to just ask you a question. What is a memorable quotable or moment that you remember about our dear Matthew?
He raced home the last day you were here. That was pretty cool.
I did race Izzy.
I don't know if you remember that or not, Matthew.
I do.
Was
I
he
won,
even
by the
racing
way.
Or was he just
He was racing. It was intentional. Look at this cute picture of my cat. $17.
That's an alpaca, dude. You're lying to me.
That's a freaking llama.
Yeah, that's a llama, Michael.
That's a llama. Their ears are banana shaped and longer. You would learn that if you went to the llama farm.
What are these guys talking about, Devontae?
I have no idea, because this is definitely an audible podcast, so no one will see these cats or llamas or any animal being felt
up. It's an alpaca. These two are gaslighting me. It's an alpaca.
I used to work on a farm, but
no, you didn't.
It's a llama.
Matt,
hey guys, we can't see the images.
Matt, I have a question for you to answer about them.
Yes, sir.
What is a quotable or something that you remember about the three of your former crewmates that maybe they said often? Was there a catchphrase that Becca said or Michael said, something that you started noticing was a bit too repetitive?
What? Devontae, is there something you want to tell us, Devontae?
I got really mad whenever Becca would play that. What's that one girl? Not Phoebe Bridgers.
Is it?
Oh, let me see.
You got mad when she played
Adrian Lenker? Are you talking about Adrian Lenker?
Chapel Roan?
Yeah, Chapel Roan. Don't even get me started, bro. Oh my god.
Never played.
No, let's get you started. That's exactly what I want.
Back, Matthew Nauman.
You simped hard over her at the start of the year.
No, I just. What are you talking
about? You drew a picture of Chapel Roan.
Well, I drew it. I never played a single Chapel Roan song in the truck out of respect for Michael. And I don't want to hear that you're a liar.
Yeah. Becca drew Chapel Roan on the side of the work truck, and that was left me in great emotional turmoil for approximately 6.5 days. But I've let bygones be bygones, and I haven't let it mentally affect me too much, even though it's been difficult. But I will say, no, Phoebe Bridgers is cool. I like her one song, Moonlight. And the other, who was the other one you mentioned?
Adrian Lenker.
What's the other artist? Adrian Lenker has that one song. They got pretty big on TikTok, but I like that song as well. So I won't hate on them too much. Just a little metaphorical leg pulling.
God, we're still doing that.
Izzy's pretty unproblematic. Thanks. Izzy's probably the least problematic person on the crew.
That's okay. I think that is true. Why are you looking like that's an insult to you, Michael?
I'm not. I just thought
let's
better
practice
of myself.
Some self-reflection.
I thought better of myself, and obviously I wasn't good enough.
Okay.
Obviously, my most fond memory of Michael, of course, was him bumming the geek bar. You know,
I did
it
do
would
that
be
a
one
lot.
Of those things. It's kind of like sharing a beer with an old friend, you know. It's a routine, you know, it's going to happen eventually, and it's just a beautiful thing. Being able to bond over something is as significant as a chemical compound slowly destroying your metabolism or lungs. It's beautiful, really. So that's what I would have to say about the three people. Izzy, I'm sorry I don't have an example for you. You just are pretty unproblematic and nothing necessarily stands out at the moment. But I will say playing the forest with
sorry,
Izzy is a pretty jarring experience.
So
Izzy
so
has an intense and emotional connection to rabbits in the forest, and would get very upset when Michael would physically harm the rabbits in the video game.
I never harmed the rabbits. What are you talking about?
Killed one.
No, I didn't.
There was multiple times where
it's not a real rabbit.
There was multiple times where Michael physically harmed the rabbits by feeding them to cannibals. Not okay. I didn't support that, as I feel it's animal cruelty, but I digress.
Those cannibals away from our rabbit pen. I don't appreciate these accusations.
I digress.
I really hope you're getting what you want out of this podcast. this is like not even enjoying being a part of this conversation, let alone like listening to it after the fact.
The rabbits! I didn't harm rabbits.
I'm enjoying it.
This is fun, but I didn't harm rabbits.
That's a good question. Let's spin that question actually. Let's go with Michael. If you were to attribute an animal, a spirit animal, if you will, to each of these members, what would you say their animal is?
Oh, see, this is interesting, Devontae, because we've actually had this conversation before.
Yeah, and Becca did not like my answer for her.
Because at first, everyone agreed it was a settled matter that I was alligator. And I expressed too much happiness about that, and they changed it to moose.
No.
Okay.
It was agreed that I was alligator. I just got a little too happy about it.
Okay.
They wanted to tear me down.
In reflection, because keep in mind, this conversation was like 2 months into the term. In reflection, alligator.
Thanks, brother.
Alligator. Izzy, I'm standing by rabbit. I don't know why. It just makes sense.
I was actually a squirrel originally.
Oh, squirrel. Right. Sorry. Look, I be forgetting stuff. What did I say for Matt? It was really good. Like, some... like a weevil or something.
Did you say fennec fox for Matt?
No. It's not. I won't say he's just like a small little weasel.
Damn, Matt. I'm sorry.
He's weasel coated.
Wow.
Matt would offend me.
Don't worry, Matt. Matt's going to have his response time.
Matt, and wow. Keep in mind, I'm an avid weasel fan, so don't take it personally. Weasels are dope as hell. I think they have a bad rep because they're like small and mischievous. Being small and mischievous isn't a bad thing.
Matt, do you agree with all of these animals for each of these members?
No.
Time has passed. I'll let Becca have the alligator.
Thank you, Matt.
At first, I was very against the alligator argument, but time has passed and I've become a better man.
Yes, you have.
I'll let bygones be bygones. However, sorry, what was Izzy's again?
A fucking squirrel.
It sounds like it's a hybrid between squirrel and rabbit, which is a scary thing to think about.
Squabbit.
Do you guys know those rabbits that have horns?
Oh, yeah.
Like, jackalopes? Those are mythical, right?
Yeah, that could be. That could be ones. Izzy. No, those are real, Becca.
Oh, yeah, I think I've actually argued with real, that.
Becca. Those are real? I don't think they're real. I think they're mythical.
No, they're real.
No, they're mythical. No,
they're real. They are real. Guys,
rabbits with horns are not real creatures. I Googled it.
They're real to Matt, and that's all that matters.
Oh, but interesting, if they're affected by show papillomavirus, they can grow horn-like protrusions.
They don't actually look like antlers, though, and most of the time it just looks like they got a bunch of weird dark bumps.
So, small and mischievous, can you elaborate on small?
No, no, dude. Okay. Do you know Swiper the Fox from Dora the Explorer?
Yes.
Strong start.
That's kind of how I envision you. The mischievous part, okay. Because he's a weasel.
Oh no, no,
Swiper the weasel for sure. I don't know. You're just a guy.
Okay, that's true.
He's been laughing for the past like 90 seconds.
I'm sorry, okay. But I can't elaborate on the small. You're just a dude. I keep forgetting the fact that you're like taller than me.
Matt, I mean, don't be fair. It's not that you're physically small. You just have small energy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Choice words.
Incredibly disrespectful. Matt, I'm going to push back on that.
You don't give off small energy. You have the energy of an 8-foot-tall man. Don't worry.
But like a small.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, like a short 8-foot-tall man. Like a small 8-foot-tall man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Like every other man is like 9.5 feet.
Okay. I'm a bit lost with that, but I will let it be as we can't take up too much time on this subject, but I suppose I'll let that be. Not sure if that's an insult, a compliment, or something in between, but regardless.
It's a compliment.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
has there been anything that hasn't been said in the existence of your relationship with Matt?
Matthew Nauman for president 2028.
Hell yeah. Matthew, without joking or being ironic, I enjoyed your presence and it was fun to have you as a coworker. We miss you, dude.
Thank you so much. I will
Matthew,
say,
I think about how I dropped your geek bar in the mud a lot and it makes me sad.
Yeah, hold on now. Yeah, Michael Michael dropped my shit in the mud like 4 times, bro.
There we go. Yeah, let's bring up that anger again. What did it make you feel?
It got to a point where it was like, is this kid trolling me? Like, what's going on here?
No, but every single time it was an accident. That's the worst part.
Like, the amount of times Michael got cursed somehow.
Is it like when I go to the brewery after work?
What? I've been working at my new job for 4 months, and I brought my geek bar everywhere, and never once have I gotten dirt inside of the mouthpiece. And yet somehow Michael did it more time in the 8 months I was there.
You don't work in the wilderness anymore, dude.
I don't know what's wrong with me, okay? I guess I just like Becca, protrude dirt from my like sweat glands.
Becca.
What?
Becca,
what?
Try pushing carts for 8.5 hours and then tell me I don't work in the wilderness. Do you know what it's like to have a suburban white mom with a Doberman in a G-Wagon, a lifted G-Wagon, without checking her mirrors?
Yeah.
When I'm just out here just ducking and weaving like a Vietnam foxhole.
Wow.
Okay. Matthew, I'm not trying to say that your job isn't hard. I'm not trying to say we don't face unique challenges. I'm just saying there's not as much mud where you work.
Matt,
okay. And I feel like that is something that we can agree on.
Did Becca usually put you down in this way in the past?
No, Becca was pretty supportive for the most part.
Okay. Just checking. Just
clarify. Wait, was I putting you down? Say, chat, can we...
No, you're good.
Can I get a check on that?
Saying the fact that he doesn't work in the forest and now works in a parking lot.
No.
I mean, it's true.
I will say,
I'm not saying that white women who are bad at driving aren't constantly running you over, okay? I'm just saying that there's no mud.
No, Conservation Corps is unequivocally harder than the job I currently work. I will say that. So that is very clear. It is not comparable to, say, doing the things that Conservation Corps does on most days. Maybe not every day is, you know, like some days is easier days where you, you know, have a more relaxed day. But in the grand scheme of things, Conservation Corps is significantly more physically and mentally demanding than my job. My job is brainless for the most part.
Interesting. I wouldn't have expected that, to be honest.
Well, thank you for listening. This has been CCMI Radio. I hope you enjoyed this recording. It was fun making it, and we hope it made you laugh. Good night.